Hey Broncos country, I'm Sarah, and this is my second year as a Denver Broncos cheerleader. The day of the Super Bowl was the fastest game, I think, out of any throughout the season, because it was such high energy and we were feeling so good that towards the end of the game, you couldn't really believe it was fourth quarter, you couldn't believe it was the end. I think I learned a lot about our fans. When you go to another place like California, or for us, you know, Super Bowl 50, you see that these Broncos fans, they're going to travel from their hometown to make this really a hometown game for us. And even though it's not in Denver, they want San Francisco to feel like a home game. They come, they support their Broncos, win or lose, they're there. Making your dreams come true takes a lot of effort. And if you don't put the effort in, those dreams won't come true, or they won't come true to their full potential. Becoming a DBC, you realize that all of that hard work, it pays off. And your dreams come true and you get to live out these things that you never thought would become a reality. So what I would tell kids is to work really hard. No matter what they want to do, work really hard at it. If I was on a deserted island and I could only bring one DBC, I would bring DBC Gia, because she goes hiking all the time, she goes camping all the time, she knows survival skills, so I would be the one panicking about where the food was going to come from and how we were going to make it out alive, and she would be the one with the actual action plan, so I would hands down bring DBC Gia. I think being a Denver Broncos cheerleader means so much more than anyone can really imagine. It means being a role model in every aspect of your life. When I go home to visit my family, when we travel to Super Bowl 50, it doesn't matter. You are a role model. You are Broncos country, no matter where you go, no matter what you're doing.